Support for KNKX Studio Sessions come from Portage Bay Cafe, with reservations now available online for all four Seattle locations. Offering local, sustainable, and organic foods grown in the Northwest, Portage Bay Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and lunch delivery. Online at portagebaycafe.com.
No, you're fine right there. Oh, yeah. Let's close the door. Come on down.
But is it $1,000?
That's all I need.
But yes, it is.
I used to watch that show a lot. I love that show. I'm always going to go.
You know what? I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie. I will learn how to play.
It's happy until you lose. Yeah, like when that one person beats you by like $1, you're going to be like,
$100, $1.
And then roll the wheel like,
$1.
Remember that wheel whenever it was spinning, be like.
Yeah. I've got a phone in my back pocket. I'm going to turn that off now.
I should probably do that.
Hope everyone else will follow my lead. Turn it off. Turn it on vibrate, ring, and scream.
Yes.
Ah! Ring it. Ah, yeah. Doug, do you mind if I introduce you and call you Doug Octoport? Is that cool?
Sure.
All right. I love it.
Not Douglas.
Doug.
Dougie.
Call him Douglas. The Doug for short.
That's a song title for you. They call me Douglas. All right. Robin's talking now. You may begin your video recording process. I'm going to actually get this.
I'm trying not to get in the way of the camera.
Cans off of my head.
Well, look, this is the camera.
Now you look like a real DJ.
Yes.
Well, at the FBI.
Coming at you. Traffic and weather on the fours.
Huh? I gotta go to the bathroom.
Just go right there.
Have a little can.
the name of the tune is called Dropping Off Some.
Really?
Dropping off my friends.
All right, about 30 seconds. What was my little line earlier? Funk shui?
Funk shui?
Oh, nice.
Make sure I ain't got a,
I'm loving the funk shui here.
Make sure I ain't got a booger hanging on my nose.
Okay,
here we go, here we go.
Oh, it's my zipper. Yeah, my zipper is up.
That's the thing.
Thank you, Robin Lloyd. KNKX is ending the year with a pair of studio sessions from terrific trios born here in Seattle. Tyrant Lizard will be live on 88.5 Thursday, and today we welcome our dear friends, the Del Von Lamar Organ Trio. Their sound blends soul, funk, rock, R&B, and jazz, reminiscent of the great organ trios of Jimmy McGriff, Big John Patton, Jack McDuff, and Jimmy Smith, but they're doing it their own way in the 21st century. Since their debut album, Close But No Cigar, from a couple years ago, repressed earlier this year on Coal Mine Records, the D'Lo 3 have begun the first phase of their world domination. The next step, sadly, for their friends and fans around Puget Sound, involves a move to Texas in just a few weeks for Del Von Lamar. Don't worry, they're not leaving town without a proper party. There are a few tickets still available for their two sets at the Triple Door on New Year's Eve. We are thrilled to help celebrate a new chapter for the group and bid Del Von a very fond farewell today. Please put your hands together for Del Von Lamar on Hammond organ, Jimmy James at the electric guitar, Doug Octoport behind the drums. It's the Del Von Lamar Organ Trio. Delvon Lamar Organ Trio live on 88.5 KNKX. Jimmy James guitar, Doug Octoport at the drums. Delvon, it feels like right now this is the hottest band in town, just as you're about to split down. But this, well, maybe it did come easy. Tell me about the journey from the origins of the band to where you are now. Did it feel like instant stardom, or was it a long haul of 2 years?
I don't know. It's been very abrupt, because it was like, you know, we were doing a weekly Royal Room, you know, just kind of doing our thing kind of around town. And then, you know, my wife and manager, Miss Amy Novo, she started working. And the next thing you know, it's like Coal Mine Records and then Curling Agency and like all this stuff like out of the blue. And it's like, you know, when we signed with Curlin, it was just like, dude, can you guys do this? Can you guys do that? Can you do that? Can you, let's do this. Let's do that. And it was like, okay.
And a big part of that was hitting the road and touring. And you've been to Europe and all over the country. And I would love to hear some tales from the tour bus from the band. Let's start with Delvon. Go ahead. What were some of your favorite moments from running around the world?
There was a funny thing that Doug, I thought it was hilarious, but
let's see how it translates.
So we were at the airport, and it's probably a dangerous place to try this, but but we were at the airport in London, and we were in this gift shop, and Doug, I don't think you were there, Jimmy, but it was me and Doug, and the lady comes up to us. She's like, "May I help you?" And Doug turns to her with like this crazy, crazy look on his face, like, "Yeah, I need a lot of help." And she like slowly starts backing up. That was really funny to me.
A lot of stress on the road sometimes. All right, Doug, one of your favorite moments from cruising around with the D-Lo 3?
Probably when we were in La Línea, southern Spain, we got to eat some a bowl that was. There was paintings of this famous conquistador who apparently had killed his bull, although not a huge fan of that, but it was kind of a special experience to be there with them.
Fantastic. The legend of the bullfights of Spain. Jimmy James.
Keep it clean.
Life on the road, brother.
I'll try to keep it clean. The one that will be funny to me, I'm sorry, I got to put you on blast because that's just what I do.
Wasn't me.
We, in Europe, they had the bidet.
Oh, love that.
And Delvon looks at it, he's like, "Man, what's that water fountain doing down there?" I said, "Man, that ain't a water fountain, that's a bidet. You mean the thing they clean your butt with?" I'm like, "Yeah." "Man, I ain't using that thing." I said, "Well, suit yourself, I'm going to use it."
Now, another thing that I've found so exciting about seeing the D-Lo 3 get out around the country, around the world, is to see how you've been received, especially by young fans. One particular young man I'm talking about is 11-year-old. I think his name is Dean down in Oregon, a little Hammond organ player. Can you talk about running into fans?
Oh, man, it's a trip, man, because we've been meeting a lot of people and you know, especially in particular Dean, like a lot of you guys may have saw or may know, but I donated one of my Hammond organs to him. He has such a talent. But it's a trip because like one time we were in the airport in Copenhagen and you know, we had a little layover a couple hours and this guy, you know, we just stopped and said, "Oh, let's just have something to drink and, you know, just hang out for a minute." And the dude behind the bar, he was like, "I know you guys." and he knew all about us. And it was just a trip. Like, we're just kind of random in an airport. And this dude's just like, "I know you." And it happened in Sweden, too. Me and Amy, we just popped up into a random music store. And this guy's like, "I know you." And it's so weird because, I don't know, it's weird.
Forget Nirvana. Forget Soundgarden. It's all about the Delvon Lamar Organ Trio. Again, they're playing two sets at the Triple Door for New Year's Eve. Be sure to get your tickets for that. And let's hear song number two now from the D-Lo 3. Delvon Lamar Oregon Trio live on 88.5 KNKX. They've got two sets for New Year's Eve at the Triple Door this year, and they're going to be splitting out of town. Delvon Lamar heading to Austin, Texas. And Delvon, why would anyone want to leave this mossy, wet, dark corner of the world?
Even though that sounds great and all, you know, is this some, you know, me and Amy been talking about maybe checking out some other places just over the years. And, you know, as we've been traveling, we've kind of been casing, like, towns and cities and countries, too. First on our list was Germany when we went there to Berlin, and we were like, yeah, that's happening. And then I was down in Austin as an independent artist under Novo Productions. And it just felt like, I should have been there a long time ago. It, like, the way everything, we were there for 4 days, and the way everything fell into place was just like, pretty much we could have just not left. But we had to.
Now, this does not mean the end of the Delvon Lamar Oregon Trio. Jimmy James, Doug, I think you guys are both staying in Seattle, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, right on, man.
I plead the fifth.
But Delvon, the trio's not over. This will still be a touring unit?
Yes. So we ain't going nowhere. We're going to be around for a long time. It's just, you know, since we're doing mostly touring nowadays and we're everywhere, it kind of doesn't really matter where we live. We come together. Like, when we rehearse, our rehearsals are super productive, and we get a lot done in a short amount of time. So... we just do it.
Now, am I hearing new music? Are you guys writing material for a new record? Am I finally able to say there's a new one coming?
Well, those two tunes that we just played are brand new tunes. In fact, nobody's actually heard those until right now. So, we got some new stuff. We're going to bust out some of that stuff in New Year's Eve, and hopefully we make it.
Okay, one more thing about the continued resurgence of the Hammond organ. It's showing up in more and more bands and getting more and more love, especially from the younger generation these days. And I wonder if there's something about that sound that's connected to that massive machine, or if you think that there's some technology coming along that's going to make it easier on aging Delvon Lamar and his poor back.
Well, I have gone digital in some cases. In fact, I just picked up one of those little Viscounts. So, you know, the thing is, like, they're really close nowadays to the sound. You know, it's still the difference. You know, the sound from an organ is mechanical, so it's kind of hard to reproduce a mechanical sound. Mm-hmm. But what the technology is going on today is, it's close, man, especially when you run it through a real Leslie. It's like... It's very close.
Well, I'll tell you, there's something about seeing that big beast on a stage when I come in to see a show. So I'm glad you brought it with you today. Thank you so much.
Yep.
Delvon Lamar Oregon Trio, they've got two sets at the Triple Door for New Year's Eve. Get your tickets while they last. And Keep your eyes open for future music and records from the Delvon Lamar Organ Trio. Jimmy James guitar, Doug Octoport drums. What have you got for your last song this fine afternoon, Delvon?
We're going to play a tune. This tune was actually written by our guitarist, Mr. Jimmy James.
I
named it Brother James.
I would say everybody plug your ears. Turned up a little bit louder.
Here comes the volume. Delvon Lamar Organ Trio. Live on 88.5 KNKX. Bye. I smell platinum. I think we got a hit on our hands. Del Von Lamar, organ trio, Jimmy James, guitar, Doug Octoport at the drums. Close But No Cigar is the record. And actually, check out Live at KEXP2 for our friends down the road. They're doing two sets for New Year's Eve at the Triple Door. Thank you guys so much for coming in today. This was a sweet, sweet treat. Thanks to all of our listeners today, especially the members of our leadership circle. Your generous contributions make these performances possible. I'd also like to thank our studio session sponsors, Portage Bay Cafe. Big thanks to Kari Erickson for her audio production today. And with that, we'll send it back with to more Midday Jazz. Robin Lloyd, take it away. 88.5 KNKX.
We're out. Yeah. Oh, hey.